Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Glad you're here. Mark Lieberstein's here. Mark is a newer member of our Brain Trust. We're glad he's part of our world. Co-chair of the Franchise and Retail and Consumer Groups Industry Team at Kilpatrick Townsend, LLP. That's a law firm. He writes and lectures and speaks on important things that to do with intellectual property, and we love talking about intellectual property around here because that's the new leverage in the 21st century. Mark Lieberstein, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Hope you're well.
We're well and glad you're here. Mark, quickly, I want to talk about something I know you've got on your mind, which is how to make sure that we stay within our contracts during this, what I'm calling, I'm saying that we're in the middle of the wormhole as we pass through mid-pandemic, from pre-pandemic to mid-pandemic to on our way to post-pandemic. We're in what I'm calling a wormhole. A lot of small business owners out there are having to do things, to allow things to ease, to lapse, to whatever, and they're worried about how they're going to be harmed on the other side of this when people start trying to enforce contracts that were written pre-pandemic. No way to imagine that the economy would be shut down in a matter of days or weeks.
That's right. I mean, it's really, I must say, in my experience so far, there, at least let's call it during the pandemic as opposed to pre or post, I have seen a lot of small business owners, medium-sized business owners, and the IP, the brand owners, really, I'll call it working things out. It's been very nice to see. I think many people want to avoid litigation, stay out of court, mainly because they really can't even get to court right now. A lot of the courts are closed or not taking cases.
And it's going to be backed up. There are going to be judges saying, work this out. I'm not taking this case for a long time.
That's exactly right. And while it's not really good for either side, they have been. And what I have seen, I can go through a short little list that I made, which I've really been employing myself. And many times, so for example, if you're a brand owner of a trademark and you've licensed that trademark to a licensee and the licensee hasn't been able to sell its product, maybe what you can do is lower the royalty rate up front. That's like an initial shot in the arm, so to speak, to help the licensee. Other things, a little bit more sophisticated, you may extend the payment terms on the license, either out another year, giving, because essentially this year is pretty much wiped out.
This is when we're going to find out. This is when we're going to find out the people we're doing business with, which ones of them we're dealing in good faith, and which one of them don't care anything about the relationship.
Whether you're true partners or not, now you're going to find out whether you really have a true partner and whether your partner values you and what you're bringing to the table.
Landlords too, right? Landlords too. I mean, people like any kind of contract.
In addition to my franchising and licensing, I've become pretty much a commercial leasing lawyer now, too. And I've looked at a lot of those. And, you know, we're staring at the force majeure provisions in those contracts to see what leverage the tenant has. We're also, I learned a lot about these defenses called frustration of purpose and impossibility. These are defenses that are available to licensees and also to even licensors and also to landlords and tenants if that are not in the contract, that are actually just based upon state law or court law, which allow you to get out of the contract if in this situation.
So it's like a global force majeure?
Well, it's common law, which is, I realize, for some of your listeners may be a sophisticated term, but it's
no, we know what common law. We know what common law is, and we know what force majeure is. So that's a good way to say it. That's a lot better than what I said. A common law, but it's basically available to anyone regardless of the contract, right? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. And it's based upon the circumstances. So when a government order comes down and says your business has to close and you can't comply with your contract terms, well, then you're not, you may I have to underscore that, you may not be liable at all to the person who you were in the contract with, because the government shutdown put you in
it's
that place.
It's de facto force majeure, even though it's not in the contract.
Correct.
So, and that would vary. That will vary by state, probably too, right?
Varies by state. Also varies by situation. You know, you can't all because you know your cash flow may be bad towards the end of the year, and you actually made the money in the first quarter. You can't just say, "Well, my cash flow, because I might be worse off at the end of the year, I'm not going to pay you for the first quarter obligation." You know, there's a lot of ways to go around it, but. Depending upon the circumstances, yes, your obligations under the contract, under the common law, and or under a force majeure provision could really let
that,
you out of
hold it. Hold on to that thought, Mark. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Mark Lieberstein and I will be right back. And when we come back, he's going to talk to us about the next segment about how franchising may be altered and the implications of the coronavirus pandemic on franchises. Quaintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.